listening to Fakeologist Audio Chat. To connect to our always-on and always-streaming audio chat, go to fakeologist.com/radio3. To participate in the chat, go to fakeologist.com/audio chat. Each day, we compress and upload the day's chat, be it big or small. Leave a quick message, do a whole show. All are welcome when it's related to fakeology. Now, on with today's audio.
Come back.
All right, okay.
So, you're going to call us in now or what? Or we just have a chat?
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. You're through to Fakeologist Radio. It's 6 minutes past 12. The 21st of the 1st, 2019.
No, it's 6 minutes past seven.
What? It's 6 minutes past... In an hour, it's four. Jesus, we nearly last calls, man.
That's orders.
Yeah. Toronto time is 6 minutes past seven.
Yeah, the war is in Colombia, man. We're not all in Colombia.
It's a war on time.
And we have We have Pablo Escobar, we have Rollo and Delcroix. Five now. And Rollo and Delcroix are in the pub, so one of you's getting the last orders in quickly.
Is that the time, Del? No, that's a wristwatch. Time is an abstract concept.
Exactly. Would you like to know the state of the abstract concept at the moment?
Time is fake. That's why I just related, isn't it? Time is fake. Or is it real? It's real.
Try telling us the bar, man.
Thank you, Danny. So what's the topic of conversation tonight?
State of Irish pubs.
They're fucking beautiful. We've just been on a pub crawl, Danny. We've just been on a pub crawl.
Good on you, my mate. How many have you done it here?
Do you know how fucking cold it is? Why am I here?
He knows that cold.
I know exactly how cold it is.
You can take off to Colombia if you want.
I've got that.
That's why I come over in summer.
Tell me, what's the professional name of these gloves? These gloves that don't have fingers.
Fingerless gloves.
Yeah.
We call them Billy Idols.
Yeah, they're colloquially known as Jew mittens. You can keep your hands warm and count your money at the same time.
I guess opinion doesn't reflect the opinions of fakeologist.com.
I should have.
Yeah, he did a qualifier there.
Yeah, he did a disclaimer.
Yeah. These are fucking funny.
We're sitting here in a little smoking section, and we're like fucking lizards. We came over the little heater that's on the wall.
All right, so what
the number in front of Rollo is 322. That is fucking weird.
How about then, Denny, when we're driving you, he drank three.
What did he eat? Say what you fucking like.
Right, he drank three bottles of his own mead last night.
That was last night.
Fucking drunk. No, yeah, still.
I know he was.
In Dublin. Yeah. And he's trying to point out the sights and that. And we almost went the back end of a fucking taxi. How we fucking didn't.
Heavy foot on the brakes.
Didn't put a heavy foot on the brakes. Because that was pissing. It was pissing down rain. And we had no money. Because the. Oh, shit.
Yeah, no, I forgot. We have to run around and go back and get it.
Yeah. And, you knocked me off there. Anyway, we got the booking done and here we are. And here we are. We're pub crawling and we're fucking drunk and happy.
And we had dinner about an hour ago.
Yes. But that's not fakeologist. How are we going to bring this back to fakeologist if, Denny's running the show tonight? Come on.
Come on, Denny.
Bring it back to fakeology.
What's fake about Northern Ireland? What's fake about Northern Ireland? Yeah, let me guess.
That's me hitting the fucking table. 322 to 324.
Oh, we're not doing the Zach Hubbard thing.
No, it's lovely. It's lovely. We all know the turbulences they've had over the past number of years, but nevertheless, when I went over there in 2005, which was not long ago, and 2007 and 2008.
By the way,
it was a wonderful place, and pretty much the fracture that was used later on to get rid of baddies in the community, or people that wasn't good fellas, so it was almost a mafioso thing involved, which I suppose is where it all comes from in the first place, and then it's hijacked by the Imperial Powers. So anyway, is that fakeologist enough for you?
Yeah. We're going up to Belfast tomorrow.
Shankill Road. Get out there. Get a couple of footballs out and have a game of football.
Go to the Giants Golf.
All right, here we go. I don't know if we've said this in the live
stream. Take a football with you.
Yeah. Now, come on. What? Del Carl, you go for it. Go for it. You tell the story. You tell it better than I do.
Yeah, well, I can't remember it, you know.
Don't mention the nun.
Three bottles of mead goes a long way.
Right. Okay. So we're on the live stream.
Right.
Tell him.
I was in the airport the other day. Right. And I got up there, you know, a second sitting there waiting. And next minute, my phone rang, and it was like a +61 number. So I said, that's an Australian number. So I answered it. And it was Rollo. Hey, mate. I'm just landed on the plane, and I said, yeah, no, man, I'm sitting here in the arrivals watching the fucking bullshit time thing, and instead of you landed, and told me, you know, about 15 minutes, yeah, that's fine. And I thought to myself, because we were already upstairs, see, Rollo doesn't have a mobile phone, and he said he was going to buy one before he came over, just so he could communicate, like, you know. And I said, don't buy one, because I have, loads of old ones, a spare one, whatever. I said, you can have a mobile phone, just get a SIM card for you when you come over, save a few pounds. He said, grand. So I didn't say it to him when I was talking to him. I just kind of said, to myself when I hung up, roll got a phone, cool, right? But as it turns out, this is another story he can tell you, right? But the point is, anyway, that was grand. I was waiting, no sign of him, no. And I went around to where the people are standing there holding up fucking pieces of paper saying Mr. or whatever, you know, that thing, right, all the transfer people. And I went around and I was just waiting and I had the phone ready. There was a picture of him coming in or a video of him coming around. There was fucking no sign of him, right? And even at this stage, I saw the doors, the magic doors, as they call them, you know, the arrivals. You've successfully passed prisons and now you're free. You know, you're out and everyone's not. Even the fucking pilots and the bloody air hostesses from some fucking, what's the name of the airline? Emirates, right? All these beautiful Arabic looking women with all their hostesses. You know the hostesses anyway.
Yeah.
But
everyone
out of the plane, I said to myself, and to take turn, I'll be honest, I said, fucking hell, they're probably just, customs are probably just turning him over because of the way he looks, like Rollo, you know, right?
Yeah, and you get a phone call, right?
But the next minute, right, the phone rings again, and I thought it came up as like a Dublin number, like it was 01, and I said, right, I'm going to answer this, you know, I don't normally answer numbers a year out of it, but, you know, in the day was. And this guy goes, who's this? And I said, hang on, you fucking rang me, you know, who's this? And he says, I can't remember who his name is, Joe or something like that, right? I'm an Irish immigration officer, in Dublin Airport. And, are you Del? I said, yeah. And he goes, right? He says, but, you know, you should be Joe, what's your name? And I said, who is this again? And he goes, I'm fucking, right? And I said, all right. And he goes, what's this he said to me, man? I can't remember, right?
He was quizzing me.
He was freaking me out. And I was thinking, fucking hell, he's Rollo's in there. And he goes, right, I'll ask you, is your real name Joe? And I said, yeah. And he says, so what, Del is your nickname? And I said, yeah, Del is my nickname. And he says, well, we got a guy here called Rollo, right? And he says, you know him? And I says, yeah. And he says, how do you know him?
That's a loaded question to start. How do you know Rollo Dell?
Yeah, that was the main question he asked. Yeah, and he said,
I met him 5 or 6 years ago on the internet.
Met him on the internet.
I said, yeah, right. And he goes, all right. And he says, what's he doing here? I said, I didn't go into too much detail, but I just said to him that, you know, the man's coming over for a holiday. I said, you know, he's originally, you know, he's English. He's born in England, and he moved, emigrated to feckin', you know, Australia when he was a little lad, and he's come back to Ireland. And I said, I'm his friend, and he's come to Ireland, and you know,
yeah.
But Del, please say. I mean, you said, do you know fakeologist.com?
No,
it's
crazy. Take off with your fakey.com bullshit, right? Let me finish, because you're not going to let me. I'm trying to remember the actual in proper fucking order of what happened, because you know a lot of drink has been taken since then. But the thing was, right? He said to me then, yeah, I said, you know, Rolly's over here in Hollis, right? And he goes, what are you going to do? I said, well, he's on holidays. And at that stage, I actually said, right, you're taking the piss, aren't you? And he says, excuse me, what do you mean? I said, you're having a fucking laugh, aren't you? This is a joke. And he says, no, this is very serious. And I am trying to help you get your friend to you. Right, that's what he said. And I said, well, you're the middleman. I said, well, you get out of the way and let my friend come to me. That's what I said to him. He said, I want to ask you another question. He said, you met him on the internet. He says, how? Like, you know, I thought he was going to say, like, a dating site or some shit. You know? I said, have you ever heard of fakeologist? And he went, no.
This one, yeah.
I swear to God, this is the feckin' truth. He says, well, fakeologist.com. And I said, I met him through fakeologist.com. I said, and he can always say, he's a fakeologist, are you? And I said, yeah. In between questions, I fucking knew this guy was writing down all this shit because there was like a pause and he'd like, I could nearly see him in my mind's eye writing it down. And he goes, you're a fake, you know, I'm a fakeologist, right? And he goes, and Rollo, you see, Rollo was after telling him the same, because it's the truth, it's just a story, it was like what was happening, the true story, you know? And he just goes, anyway, right? And he goes, and Rollo's like, yeah, he's a fakeologist too. Okay. I'm going to have to look at this around the back. And he's gone. So I was standing there, right, going, what the fuck? And I was looking around as well. I was looking around the cameras. I was saying, this fucker is looking at me. I thought that, you know what I mean? I just moved.
And you were waiting. Okay. This is my side. My side of the story is this, right? While I was waiting that time, and these two Muslims were getting hassled by these pretend fucking Rozzers, these pretend cops, and I'm not getting irritated, but I'm just going, what have these guys done wrong? Yeah, what have these guys done wrong? Anyway, I get up to the counter, and I'm getting fucking the third degree by this fucking pretend fucking what do you call it? He's not a cop. He's immigration. Look. I'm getting sick and tired of being hassled. So I said, look, I'm not a terrorist. And after that, when I said that, the big pit boss behind him came and pressed the red button, and the fucking alarms were going off. A security alert. We've got from everywhere. Uniforms.
from everywhere.
Airport. Now, there weren't cops
everywhere.
Airport security. I saw them.
Running around like chickens with their heads cut off.
Yeah.
Running around on their own. What the fuck is this fucking charade?
You know, the magic door, as I call it. You know, the door that opens up, they all come out. Right? The door was open and closing because they were all milling around in front of the sensor. So it was going frozen. And I saw these fuckers.
I know, it was bizarre.
You got this. So I'm there, cool, calm, and collected, like playing on my piano, like with my fingers, on my fingers on the desk. I'm not worried. The only thing I was worried about is if I got frog marks back onto the fucking plate, get them back to Australia for another 22-hour trip. You know, anyway, they finally called Dell. They called Dell, and I could see they were speaking to him, and they'd all calmed down. They all had their little fucking orgasms or whatever they were doing. The thing was, when they finally just fucking realized, I'm just a fucking average Joe, not a fucking. Oh, I think I mentioned Michael Collins. I'm related to Michael Collins.
That doesn't help.
Wanted dead or alive.
Wanted dead or alive.
that might have triggered someone. Look, listen.
Mate, you did, on the way out, did you shout freedom? That's all we want to know.
I didn't, but when I said I'm not a terrorist, that's what's fucking...
That'll do.
I went fucking batshit crazy. The word terrorist.
The word terrorist.
It's just I'm not a terrorist. I'm a tourist. If I was smart enough, I would have thought of that, but I didn't. So, anyway, I almost got to the magic door, and they chased me down again and got me down. And said, you can't go until this fucking alarm system is going, burn. This is not a drill.
Did they search you?
Holy fucking shit balls.
Finally.
And I would have a couple with my Dr. Who scarf on, my Dr. Who scarf, and my sonic screwdriver or whatever.
So you got through with your shit then?
it's a once in a lifetime experience, Denny, I'll tell you.
And when we get out of there, we're going to have to go through that bullshit again.
No. That's what he said to me.
Look, hey, Denny, listen to this. I got to Sydney Airport Customs, no problem. I landed at Dubai, and I got a quick flight to Dubai. No fucking problem. It's only fucking there, mate. I'm a white male. They've got a problem with white males, haven't they?
They've got a problem with Australians. Anyway, you probably said off the Australian trigger.
Anyway, that's our funny story. And we've only had fun ever since.
We have, haven't we?
Haven't we, Jeff?
You guys know it anyway. We didn't go into the live stream the past couple of nights, but we're in my place and we were having a laugh and, you know, drinking a lot of fucking homemade wine and.
Oh, you and your fucking mead. Oh, right.
You puffed the mead there. Did you get a smack roller or what?
Oh, stop. The roller was tucking me into my own couch at 4 o'clock this morning.
I gave him a foot massage last night.
I heard it. It sounded wonderful.
I know. My youngest lad, Ray, he still lives at home, but he went to stay with his girlfriend for a couple of nights, and I said, Rollo, you know, you can, you know, pitch down.
He's a good boy. And he's in a long-term relationship. And I for 2 weeks.
But I said, right, I at least I can sleep, you know, on my familiar surroundings.
Yeah.
And,
Your granddaughter's. And I've been trying to lead him astray, and last night, did I lead you astray or what?
We're saving up now for the hookers and the blow. Whatever.
The hookers and the blow.
That's it. I don't know about that.
No,
I don't know. Psychologist.
That's basically.
Yeah, but we're not going there for hookers of love. Yeah. But anyway, there you go. How about that? How about that, Jenny, for a story?
All right, and it's the truth. And then, you know, that's all we have. These stories, guys. Really.
Have you got evidence for that?
I'm here. Where's your soul? Me missus, right? She's the diligent one, just like all of us. You know, like sorted out fucking.
Oh, yeah, she did all the
fight.
She
figured out all.
What do you mean, diligent? Is she the one that irons the pants?
We're driving around Dublin, right? I know fucking Dublin, right? I was on top of the street. I was trying to space. And I said, we're driving around the circle. I said, and all of a sudden, I got the documents.
It's real.
It's also a fucking
so
Marty
real.
Song.
And a Marty. Yeah.
On this surface.
Okay. Oh, here I'm Alex Jones, and I've got Danny on the line from Manchester.
I've got one. I've got this for a good time scale. So the people who basically the beginning of the British Empire started with the end of it. Started with the parceling off of the United Arab Emirates. So now we see the influx of Arabs and oil, big oil taking over, you know, big companies and stuff like that. Now, Manchester City, the football club, has now incorporated the big...
Owned by an Arab.
And you see the way the money's being drilled back in now, and it's definitely clear now how you can see how these Arab... companies or
just
figureheads. That's all they are. Just like the big gangsters, like the big gangsters in the South American cartels. They're just figureheads. That's all they are. Nothing more.
Well, it sounds like this guy Danny from Manchester knows way too much. As in PrisonPlanetInfoWars.com. This guy's guy there, Danny Columbia. How much coke have you done tonight, guy?
Zero.
Oh yes, the flat Earth is flat out wrong. Right?
It's an eight ball.
An eight ball.
The 9/11 ball.
The 9/11 ball.
It's nearly last drinks.
No last drinks. In cold.
But you. I think go and get your last drinks, lads. Don't worry.
Cheers,
man.
Smash
it.
Ube. Yeah, we can. Oh, can we say cunt on there? Oh, we can on psychologist.com.
What's your phone? You know what a pose is?
Hey, you know what a pose is?
You know what a pose is, man.
Danny, what's a fuzz?
A single policeman.
No, it's a week for a fuzz.
I know you. No, we call the police the fuzz, so a fuzz is what a policeman is on.
Well, if they call the police for Discord, it'll take at least 24 hours for them to arrive, and we'll be already sleeping.
It's not that. They'll get a list of fashion police for me.
I'm Alex. I've got Jim Fester with me. What are you going to say, Jim?
It's disgraceful the way we were treated on the roads.
What about Sandy Hook? Is it a synthetic terror event or what?
You are just trying to say that we Jews, we did everything. You fucking schmuck.
Sandy Hawk. Sandy Hall.
What about Jim Carver? You know, what did Jim Carver have to say? That?
It wasn't a pope. It was a beautiful king. I hope someday.
It's a beautiful thing.
I hope someday it doesn't all fall down on top of the heads of the people.
All right,
Adam Lanza was my friend. Yeah, he was a good guy. And he was having a 96% accuracy with his shootings because he's just played a lot of computer games, you know.
Yeah, man.
Are you talking about Adam Lanza?
No,
the complete fictional cartoon.
The victim.
He was a 5-stone weakling who was carrying 50 stone of armaments and he shot and the blood was on the casings. Yeah, that's just
96% accuracy in shooting. Yeah, I get you dead. Do that in Call of Duty or in other games.
Could you imagine fucking...
Hey, what was the game you were playing last night? Robotron. Now, there was nothing right there. He's talking about Call of Duty. Now, Call of Duty is a fucking shame that
blood and guts game.
Can I say that to you? And Robotron.
Robotron is...
You were an expert at it when you were young.
Yeah.
Tell them at home.
No, but that's not you have to see the game. But you literally
look it up on YouTube.
If you Google it, maybe, and
Robotron.
Maybe Denny will throw a link into the feckin'.
No, I never connect when I'm talking. Remember, my voice was Robot, and I don't need that one. I'm drunk. Robotron. Sounds really wholesome.
Robotron is developed by you. What are you saying?
1982, William.
Anti-Semitism.
1982, Pac-Man and whatever and whatnot. It turned computer games into this thing where everybody has to kill other people.
Now, Rollo, you got to understand.
Yeah.
If you want to train the young monkeys to fucking fly drones. Of these video games.
Black Ops, Call of Duty Black Ops.
Call of Duty, and steal some cars. And what's that one?
Oh, Grand
Theft Auto. Grand Theft Auto.
No. While you're sitting there stealing the Grand Theft car, the people are being trained to fly the scary drones.
Rollo, you mentioned Black Ops there.
That's bullshit. Yeah.
But what's wrong with Black Ops? You racist.
Yeah, good one.
Bullshit from the 90s.
You're fucking racist. Black Ops. It's racist to say that.
And what's the definition of is? Who said that?
Israel, the greatest country on earth.
But John was there, Piper with, you know, there. And he come over, yeah, there you go.
high five.
Miguel, Jesus Christ, this fucking motherfucker. Yeah?
We both got beanies on and fingerless gloves. We really do look like a couple of homeless.
We're homeless.
But it's so fucking cold here. I can't fucking believe it.
We're going to some feckin' costume shop tomorrow and get a couple of ginger beards. We're going to go around
pretending with JLB. Have you ever heard of that?
I've got evidence.
Have you got any evidence?
Yeah, I got certified by James. Pure evidence of the trip. Now, there you go.
$20 a month for the truth.
He could have came over.
He could have.
You asked him.
Yep. Same thing with the desk. I think this is with the mobile. But anyway, I think they can still hear us in Mumbo Jumbo Land.
I've got to see if we can get another drink for the bar. Oh, but
no, I'll get a fucking drink. I'll go get you another drink. I'm starting to talk Irish now. What's that, Northern Irish?
Yeah, but we're fucking residents of this bar. 24 hours for residents.
24 residence. Fucking hours. They can't kick us out because we're actually staying here.
Oh, man.
Fuck off. Get up to your room.
Rollo, please. tell at the bar that you are that you are family of Michael Collins. Please tell him.
No, was tough. There was all these pictures of Kennedy, JFK, and then we're talking about Rollo. Look at that one.
$10,000.
Ooh. I'd like to know who signed that contract. They're going collect.
Hey guys, Denny and Garrett, we're having so much fun here in Ireland. We just wish you were here. I know we should be. Oh, how I wish you were here. I know, be careful what you wish for, but yeah.
I know, because
we're having such a good time.
We can hear that, yes. I have children raped in the background, sorry for that.
Children raped in the background?
Yeah, that's your bullshitting. We're in an Irish.
We're in the smoking area, that's why you can't hear anything in the background.
Yeah, me too, at the balcony.
It's a Saturday night, you would expect at least one other person to be out for a smoke. Well, they come in and out, but...
Yeah. We're on our own, which is... No, it's good, because we're raising our voices.
The Norwegian dude.
Oh, yeah, the Norwegian dude did the Norwegian
pictures. I asked him, did he know Jan Erik or Simon Jack?
Jan Erik and Simon Jack. I don't know.
But you...
Yeah, I already told them. We're a bit drunk, guys, but yeah, thanks for having us. Benny, thanks for inviting us, anyway, at least.
Yeah.
Can you hear my voice? It's a bit croaky. I was doing Alex Jones last night in room 11 for about
3 hours.
it wrecks your voice.
you're used to it, mate.
Yeah, but Rollo was pretending to be Alex Jones, and he was just picking names out of his...
All right, I got Judy Wood. I got Judy Wood. What are you going to say, Judy?
And I got my food. I got the Jew, which is deep.
All right, I've got David Weiss online. That's enough for you, Judy. What about David Weiss? Come on, David Weiss.
You just press the button for 30 seconds and poof!
All right. Okay, that's enough for you, David Weiss. We've got Ab, the fakeologist, online. Where he's somewhere out in Ontario, Canada. Canada, is that a real country? What's going on?
Hey, guys, get into the live stream.
All right, that's enough out of him. We've got James. James from just below the border there in... Where's James from? Arizona.
Another time, you fucking Alex Jones smook. You are making anti-Semitic jokes here on the live stream.
It's not a waiting
bad. Go to bed. Go to bed, man. You are a fucking anti-Semitic bullshit type of guy.
If you an earlier feckin' call that we did, I don't know, maybe 2 or 3 years ago. I remember one time I was going on about the old telephones in Ireland, the paper, the A and B box. And then the little phone on top of it. There's one at the moment. It's like something else. They use it as an ashtray. It's not an actual phone anymore, right? But here's the thing, and it just struck me at that time. If you look at one of those old phone boxes with the A and B box.
Then you cut out?
There's the juice.
That's the juice. It's a juice.
But you cut out. No, you cut out. You cut out. Repeat. Repeat. Say it again.
Yeah, repeat.
A B what?
Yeah, the one, you know, like in the old days with the phone boxes, you could actually just tap out the number on the, you know, where you put the fucking phone on top of the little cradle and has the two little...
And it's a spin dial.
The old rotary phone.
Rotary, yeah.
Yeah, but you could tap, if you're quick, you could go, like, if the number was, like, 5 or 9-11, you go, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. In fact, nines, you could actually, here's a weird trick, and it's true. The 9, you could just dial. And then the rest of the number you tap, you know, 9-5, you go 9, and then go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and then 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, whatever the number was. And it would put you through, and you wouldn't have, you totally circumnavigate the AB, like putting money in. The whole idea was you put the money in, and when someone answers, you press the A button, and it would swallow the money. if someone didn't answer it, you pressed the B button and your money would come out the side. But you could circumnavigate all that because it works totally perfect just with the feckin' phone itself, you know? Anyway, I'm going on too much. I'm completely ossified now at this stage. Rollo is like a feckin' barrister. He's called to the bar again. And I'm just sitting here talking into my phone like an idiot. But it's crazy because all you guys are on the other end of the line. It's brilliant.
I think you should spend 6 days at that hotel.
No, we're 2 days here, and then we're going on another road trip. We're going straight to Belfast. Neither of us have ever been in Belfast before. So,
wonderful. Get your handbag ready.
Yeah, I can take the day off as a fucking tour guide because I haven't got a clue where we're going. But, yeah. there's this building, there's that. But look, there's the Masonic Lodge, and what's up? Put the brakes.
Yeah.
Nearly went into the back of a tank. Just being a fucking steady tour guide. We're having great crack, man. Yeah. Brilliant.
And you've got a good couple of bridges you're going to have to cross as well. A couple of nice bridges. Big bridges.
Well, that was the Masonic Bridge, man. O'Connell Street Bridge. Back in Square. It's fucking, you know the way most bridges are actually longer than they're wider, right? Because they're in that gap. But that's the one thing about the one over the River Liffey here in Dublin. That one is fucking a Masonic square. The whole bridge itself is square. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you're saying that we Jews, we control the Freemasonry, and we are building bridges for you people to drive on. And you are fucking criticizing us.
Daryl, you're not Jewish, you're ginger.
No, I'm just making observations. Why are you saying that the bridge is square? Is it criticism?
No. You got the translation wrong, didn't you? That's all it was.
It got lost in translation.
Yeah, he's a Viking, though. There you go. Get along,
it's from a Jew from Hollywood. You know, we control everything.
The horizontal and the vertical.
I tell you what, they're not doing a good job. You painted yourself in the right bad picture. God, anyone would think you meant it.
I spent fucking 12 days in Israel talking in like my best friend, so.
Yeah, you obviously didn't have any hassle going in there or going out, did you? Or did you have some feckle ringing you?
I mean, these guys, they literally checked me at the airport. They're like, why are you going here? Holidays, diving, and all that. No, but why? I mean,
he was Max Egan's masseuse.
Took the square symbol and said, "Oy vey!"
Yeah, I mean, going out, they had a strip shirt of a very beautiful, half-naked kind of Israeli, I guess, or Russian woman, literally gorgeous, and then she was strip shirt, everything. Take off your tight dress and then let's look at you. I mean, what the fuck, man?
Well, man, if you want to give a lot of perverts a fucking job where they can fucking strip people, and the worst part is the people actually allow it, well then, you know, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
You know, she should have just said, fuck off, you know. Give me the Alex.
Yeah, she should have bought a fake beard.
In a fucking bar on my own at the moment. Isn't it like so weird, right? It's a teeny bar. The place is full of people and there's music going on. And then there's this little section. I called it the hypothermia section because, you know, but they've got this little light and that's why I'm sitting here over here on the 322 fucking. Of course, they would have to do that, wouldn't they?
Have they made allowances because you're black?
Rollo is still at the bar. I'm beginning to say to myself, I'm going to have to pop my head out the door of this one, just make sure he's still there. Because you know what I mean? I didn't save his life, but I feel responsible. In fact, that was the other thing that the guy said to me on the phone. He said, will you be responsible for this guy? And I said, well, only up to the point where he's here for 2 weeks on holidays. What else can I be responsible for? I don't know. That is the weirdest thing. And you know something else? I have that fucking number in my phone because they rang me. And I have a good mind to, you know, ring them back when I'm sober and like, look for that little snotty-nosed pecker. And
I don't have to go and check.
Please, put that call on the line. That will be awesome. I mean, it's like Chris Kendall. It's cool.
We will do that, man. But listen, Rolo's just come back. I don't have to go look for it. I was actually going out to make sure you're all right. Fecker's come back with 2 bottles of wine. 2 bottles. And like, oh, fucking hell, they gave you snobby glasses as well. We're going to be snobs now for the rest of the night.
As long as you sit there really, really quiet, no one will know.
No, they can't kick us out. We're in the bloody hotel.
I know, but I asked.
All they can do is send us to our rooms. Like,
and they said, we can take the drink upstairs.
Of course we can. Wait, are they going to fucking try to take it off?
We're just having a good time.
Cheers, lads.
Yeah, good to
hear. Great, man. So there you go. You hear the blink, blink face? That's Merlo. Look at that, man. That's the Merlo.
Oh, now that's... Now, when Dell was getting pissed off because they only half-filled his glass, he's filled it up like it's a it's got a meniscus on the fucking thing.
I was kind of thinking whether when we came in here first, when we came in here for directions to find the fucking hotel that we were looking for.
And I shag on the front.
Yeah, but we didn't even see that. But we walked up to the bar, and Rollo was producing the documents in the
documents. Yeah, the documents.
He's going, can you tell us where this is? And just as he got the barman was looking at it, and I just looked up. And there's a big sign on top, welcome to O'Shea's. And I said, Rollo, here.
That's two of our top-level fakeologists there. So, you know, anything you hear from them can be tried and trusted.
Denny, I asked this lady who was just lighting up a fag at the front of her. And I said to her, I said, can you tell me where the O'Shea's hotel is? They drive, and I invited her into the car. Fucking Dell's freaking out.
Yeah, I said, you're fucking asking for directions. What are you trying to, you know, invite a drunk woman into the car? What are you going to fucking do? Completely oblivious. She was talking. I never heard it. She was blah, and she was pointing. She says, it's around the corner. We get parking.
And she was right. She was right.
Yeah, because when we did get here, this is a weird thing. They give you a little fucking printout. Yeah, there's parking. It's like 500 yards down the road, turn right, and it's a shared underground car park with the apartments that are in there, right? You can only park in certain numbers. It's like a game of bingo. We're driving around the car park. Is it? Yeah. We didn't have enough shit.
You can still get clamped down there.
They'll clamp you if you're in the wrong. This is how weird. But when I say it, we parked. There was fucking places in this ground. We parked up, right? It was like fucking, you know, without the car chase, but it looked like fucking French Connection job, right? And we had to walk back up the ramp. And open the gate, big iron gates open up. We go around, we finally get the keys to the hotel, or the rooms, right? We go to Rollo's room first, check it out, make sure it's all right. And before we even went to my room, we're sitting there, like, talking. Yeah, right, man. You know where it is? It's down the stairs. It's out the front.
Downstairs.
You can't bring that, man.
Was that like?
Yeah, we're stuck in cigarette. Oh, yeah, you can, but you'd be, you know, SWAT teams. Probably along the way with a bunch of fucking...
I'll just go to the Jacks. I'll be right back.
Yeah.
But, right, that was grand, right? We were sorted out, right? And just before I said, right, I'm going, we'll check out my room now. The next minute, the fucking phone in Rhonda's room starts ringing. And it was Joanne down in reception. And she goes, you're in the wrong parking space. I said, what? Well, there's so many. And it had one.
We were the old pissed off, we were smoking in the room.
Oh, I know that, but that's what I said first. I said, Jesus, you know, like Rollo said, he lit up a fucking smoke. And I was...
Were you smoking crack? Were you crack cocaine? No,
you were just smoking a cigarette, and I was actually, you know, rolling up in a rolly. And the phone rings, and Joanne goes, you're in the wrong parking space. I said, you fucking for real? Goes, yeah, there's only, and she gave us that map that I was telling you about that looked like bingo, and it had one on it, number one, and a big line, right, and 36, right, and then another line going down. It was like a little map of the underground car park, and I sort of, you know, the place was empty, and I said, right, between 1 and 36, I can park anywhere, so I fucking parked in number 1, you know what I mean, it was empty.
Yeah.
Oh, no, sorry, I parked because I parked in something like 6 or 7. It was, but the point is, the whole thing was fucking, like, empty. So I parked, and, you know, we went back, we walked around the hotel and all that, right? And you once said, the map she gave me, right? 1, and then a big long line, and then 36, right? Most normal people would think, well, you can park between 1 and 36. And she said, no, you can only park in 1 or 36. I'm not joking. Yeah,
but they'll cry, you know, the map is the rain.
We have to walk back down the car. And literally, the place is empty. And we're looking. And I said to one, I didn't see any numbers, right? And she started laughing. She said, they're on the floor, they're on the ground. And I said, I still didn't see a number. And when we went back to the fucking car park, yeah, there's numbers. They're all fucking worn out and worn down. So, you know, you couldn't see a number anyway. But, yeah, you have to sort of figure it out. Oh, yeah, that looks like a 5. You know what I mean? Kind of bullshit. So finally, figured out the lay of the land. And I literally had to fucking start my car up and fucking drive across to the other little fucking, you know what I mean? You drive out of one person's space into another one, and then I'm okay, they're not going to kill me. I said, that's the weirdest fucking parking rules for a hotel I've ever seen, man. Because most hotels in Ireland now, actually, you know, you just drive to the fucking hotel, they have, you know, space, whatever. But, like, this is, like, inner-city cool stuff, you know? It was all good. It was actually funny. I'm going to have to go back down here again. Anyway, I go on too much, you know. Is there anybody else there?
Hey, Bob.
I think, oh, where are you back?
I just asked a Norwegian. On air on fakeologist.com.
I don't blame them.
Hey, one of the funniest things, if you want to find the toilet in the island, they're downstairs.
I saw that. But you see, when we were
get the jacket,
when we were standing at reception, I could see this like stairway going out, and people were coming up all the time. There was no people, you know, sort of going. There's all these people coming up every now and again.
And there's this big fucking sign that just says, they're downstairs.
They're downstairs. I didn't even have to ask where the jacks were. And there was one sign saying, restaurant. And
fucking
downstairs then for the men. It was like another fucking... I didn't even bother reading it because I was in such a hurry to go to jacks. Anyway, that's crazy. But that was the trip, man. I was telling them about that. What was I telling them? I can't remember what it sounded like.
Speak close to the microphone, please.
Are we boring psychologists to
hear? Yeah. No, you're not. You're not
okay,
you're
we've
boring,
flogged that dead horse. What other dead horse?
But,
speak at the microphone.
Yes, down to the brown car.
Excuse me, Dell, speak close to the microphone.
Would you like to be on radio?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, Roto is sounding fine. Dell is
coming. Hey, we got Daniel. Daniel. Daniel, we got Daniel from Norway. You're live on
Michael. Okay, what are you?
Denny, ask him.
Have you ever heard of
making like
you know like knowledge. Media fake, like when you go home, turn on the news, and the news is bullshit.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
you should be genuine.
Daniel, ask Daniel.
I want to know more. I want to know more about fucking what happens in the Mid East. Like honestly, we're getting shit news from that place. We're getting
Heads off to you.
To build it back up. But anyway,
Denny
is in Manchester in England.
Manchester.
Yeah. And Gaia, right, that's his nickname, Gaia, right? But he's in
Colombia.
Colombia.
I'm like, yeah.
All right, man. My name is Daniel. I'm from Norway. How's it going with the fucking...
Hey, man. Welcome.
Yeah, it's all bollocks, man.
Can go hard, man.
There's only one law. Don't do any harm. The rest of it is
that's it, man. That's it, yeah. But drinking the pints. I'm lazy.
Let me buy you one.
What do you want?
Whatever.
Come on.
Sorry,
what was your name?
Daniel.
Daniel,
I'm
John. What's your thoughts on 9/11?
So,
and where were you on 9/11 and what you
thought? What? Okay, so where I was in 9/11.
Jesus.
9/11. I was in Norway, man. I was honestly sitting behind a computer playing Battlefield 2, and I was like, and then people told, like, my dad crossed in the door, and he was like, pushing in the door, and he was like, Dan, have you seen what's going on in America? I was like, what's going on? He's like, turn on your fucking computer, dude. I was like, come to the living room, and I was like, what's going on? And he was like, oh, dude, he's fucked up, something blown up to one of the buildings there. I was like, what? Really? Like, yeah. And I came to the living room and saw that shit.
Yeah,
it's fucking sick, man. Like, honestly,
when you but that was like fucking 17 years ago now.
That was like 4 or 5, man. Honestly, yeah, I was just running around. My dad was like, Daniel, something blown up. Look at this, and I was like, whoa, look how funny that is, you know?
Yeah,
but it was crazy. Like honestly, like later on, I understand how fucking serious that was.
Yeah.
Do you remember the bombing in Norway in 2011?
No, yeah. Breivik.
Talking to people. Go on, Denny. Is that you, Denny?
No, Breivik. Utoya.
Daniel is here. Recounting. Can you hear him?
Yeah, please. Talk, Daniel.
Yeah, man. Hey, man.
Go on, man. You're live on the
air. Yeah, no, in 2011, man. He was fucked up in Norway. Because we got this fucking Norwegian lad, you know? He blew up one of the politicians' buildings, and then he went to one of the islands where we sent one of the politicians' kids, you know?
Utoya Island.
What?
Utoya Island?
What's why I won?
Utoya Island?
If you like this audio and want to support the site in a small or big way, please hit the PayPal donate button on the side of the Fakeologist.com webpage. You can show your support for as little as $1.19 a month by subscription or one-time donation. Thank you for your support. In my dreams, I have a
Rollo. Hey, and it's Rollo back at you, and we're back here with Daniel.
Yeah, Daniel, please speak up.
Yeah, man. My name is Daniel.
You know what?
From Norway.
Yeah, it's cool to meet you.
What?
Cool to meet you. I'm Dutch, but I'm so cool to meet you.
Yeah, man. Good to meet you too, man. Honestly. Do you remember the 2011 bombing in Norway?
Yes, of course. Yeah.
That was fucked up. Like, honestly, that's like the first country that actually got bombed by their own fucking citizens, man. The guy called
Anders Breivik.
Yeah, man, he got crazy. He blew up one of the politicians' building, and then he went to the island where all the politicians' kids were, and he killed 27 of them by using a fucking automatic weapon, man.
Yeah.
It's fucking us, man. Honestly, that guy is going to get stuck. In Norway, we don't have, like, we don't, the biggest prison sentiments we have in Norway is 21 years.
Mm-hmm.
But that guy is being put under the psychological issue, so we're going to keep him on the jail for all our fucking eternity, man. It's fucking insane. Like, honestly, if he got outside the jail, we'd kill him. He would be gone for one day. You wouldn't see him anymore. That's all.
You want life.
It's people's life.
And you know,
it's people's life. Okay,
hold on.
Can you have that conversation with
them? Because what's going on
in the background, guys?
What's going on? We just talked to some women and stuff, yeah?
Okay. But Daniel, you... Really?
Yeah.
Cool. Nice to see you. Really?
Oh, it's nice to meet you with you, man. Honestly.
Good on you, man. Just going on, man.
What were we talking about? What's the discussion thing?
So where were you on 9/11? And what are your thoughts on 9/11? Did planes hit buildings?
9/11, like honestly, like 9/11 changed a lot. It did not change a lot in Norway, though. Like, we didn't do shit.
They brought in the Patriot Act in America, and in Australia they brought in control orders. And it was a major problem. John Howard, who was our Prime Minister at the time, is a major problem. And it was all based on a lie. Now, I'm damn sure, if you watch September Clues, we know Simon Shack. Simon Shack is one of the greatest heroes of this world. What about Boston bombing? Do you think that was real?
The Boston bombing was insane, man. I do think it was real. Like, honestly, I do think it was real. The Boston bombing was insane.
Like, honestly, Daniel, can I ask a question, please?
Yeah.
And why would someone, a guy which has just his legs blown off, upright in a wheelchair?
Why would a guy with a blown off legs do what?
Put up in a wheelchair.
Yeah?
Upright.
So why would a guy be in a wheelchair if he got his legs blown up? Is that what you're asking?
No, why would he be put up upright in a wheelchair? It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, no, man. Honestly, if the guy blows up something and he gets put in a wheelchair, fuck that guy, honestly. He should get put on an island. No island, no people, a little bit of birds, maybe some fucking...
Check it out, Jeff Bauman. Jeff Bauman, he was the guy who was put up in a wheelchair, but allegedly his legs blown up. Doesn't make any fucking sense from a medical or any other standpoint.
No, it doesn't make any sense, man, because fucking Trump owns America now, man. Honestly, like, fucking the half the issue is coming about.
Huh? Oh, it's his baby.
Okay.
Are you gone?
Are you going
on a pub crawl? Hey, look, say goodbye to Trey Gold and stuff.
Trey Gold says, man, I gotta say thank you.
Take care, man.
Fuck 9/11, fuck the Muslims, honestly, man.
And no, get that down, you man. No, he's got to go.
I'm going to fucking dump this thing down.
Dump it down, do it live. Do it live.
Okay.
Alive. One, two. He's the bar. Trying to go to heaven, but he went the other way, drink it down. Well done, man. Thank you, man. What was your name again?
Daniel
from Norway.
Yeah. Cool.
From Norway. That was Daniel from Norway.
Nah, but it's... So you do this. Yeah, guys. Really. Cool.
I'll look up. And maybe sometime you'll go, I bet you would have told them. Oh,
I did, man. Right? Fucking up, man.
You guys
that was fun.
Take care, man.
You are a fucking good night, Shabby.
There you go.
How about that? That was Daniel from Norway.
Yeah, it's great.
Great.
That's how you spread the truth. Really?
No, that's fine.
See, I was trying to reach her and get her, but I just fucking got her to fucking admit.
No, we had a woman in the background.
Bring it there. I said, where did you see it? On TV.
Yes, yeah, he's in the background. There might have been some background noise.
And I kept pointing to this fucking TV in the background here, and thanks, Beck, the volume is off. And that's brilliant. But I said, you see that? And she was looking and going, what are you talking? What do you mean?
Yeah.
It was on, where did you see it?
Why was she getting upset? What was the big fucking deal?
Because that's exactly the fucking, the operation. It's people's lives. That's how she kept going.
Like a broken fucking record.
Yeah, but she was kept on banging on about 3,000 lives, you know what I mean? And I said, what happened on 9/11? She said,
yeah.
Oh, the bomb. I said, no, hang on. What did actually happen? And I said, and then I qualified it by saying, by the way, I used to live in America when I was 9. I'm not fucking trying to do any weird stuff. But can I just ask you one question? She said, yeah. And then you came over. Move this woman out. You can't fucking just walk up to people and say,
I just said, go to the other side of the soundproof door.
Right.
Because they're playing Irish music at fucking
decibels. It was fine, man, right? It was fine. I said, you want to say, look, can I just ask, right? Were you there? I said, no. Thank feck I wasn't. Right? And then I said, well, where did you say? I'm on television. I said,
yeah. You saw it on television. 2D. We're in 3D, Dell.
I'm here fucking pointing at the telly.
This is real. This is real. Oh!
I nearly did a roller there, didn't I?
Now, what does it say on my t-shirt?
Well, I have to stand on my head to read it. if you can read this,
put me back on my parcel.
Oh, guys, I don't know. I don't know what way it's coming out or whatever. It's just my humble little phone here in the fucking corner of an Irish pub. But
you still there, Denny?
Could be fucking disconnected at this stage.
Denny is having fun with Dan.
I say, so that means we're still on air.
Yeah, you are.
Oh, man. You see, that's the thickness of the programming. That, to this day, 17 years ago, I said to the woman, I said, that's 17 years ago. And she goes, yeah. It was like as if you just picked a scab, and she was like, still. Why? Because she saw it on TV.
Yeah, but guys, come on.
And she was going,
no way. This is more important than all these fucking Disneyland people. I mean, fuck the Disneyland people.
Good one. Now, what's the house salesman? We're not having to go with Jehovah's Witnesses, are we?
Bless you, my son.
Bless you, my son. Welcome to the machine. It's all right. We know it's where you've been. That Irish music I was playing out there before was really nice, wasn't it? What were they singing out there? Irish lullabies.
I pulled out my plectrum and I showed it to Rollo, and he went,
you forgot your guitar.
I forgot your plectrum. I said, yeah, I have my plectrum, but I forgot my fucking guitar. It's so funny. Look, we're here. It's fucking brilliant. We got here in the end.
Yeah, but so, cheers to that guy.
Daniel.
Definitely. I mean, he is like half awakening, but he is at least awakening.
Gaia, he was only 20, 24, 25?
No, he said he was only 4.
When it happened. Yeah, here we go, we're getting another fella. Would you like to come on? Oh, no. So, would you like to come on the radio and have a chat? He's working.
He's a worker, man.
What's around him? We'll just wait till then. If we get another. Yeah, we can just ask.
No, just.
Yeah, for sure. You're on fake calls and stuff. You're on fake calls and stuff. But, we're just chilling here, and we've got two bottles of wine. We're staying upstairs.
I'm looking down at the floor. There's a fucking spanner stuck in the floor. I mean, it's inset in the floor with a horseshoe and a toolbox. How fucking weird is that? That's brilliant.
It's like Masonic. It's like Masonic symbolism.
No, they're letting you know. We don't need buildings. We don't even need the fucking tools after building. There they are. We've got new tools. We'll get a loan off the Jewish bank and buy more tools.
come on, leave the Jews alone. What have they ever done to you?
What have we ever done to you? You fucking smoke. You fucking anti-Semites. You are taking us responsible for all the bad stuff in the world. And yes, it's true. But still, I mean, you are fucking anti-Semites.
In the timeline I'm living in, everyone's anti-Semite just for complaining about the state banking system. Give me a break.
If I fucking fart, then if you comment about that, it's a fucking anti-Semitic remark. You know that?
It says who? The internet?
That says us, the Jews.
Who's us? Who the fuck is us? Are you on top of the
us, the Jews. We say that if I fart and you comment about it, then you are fucking anti-Semite.
From the pyramid. I think
what pyramid? There's no pyramid. There's only us. And you fucking sheeple. You are my kettle, you know?
No, you're not listening. You see, you're definitely shitting for the Jews now. If you follow the latest. I'm apologizing for Mary Jo. We're talking about Nietzsche, right? And do you know why the fucking top of the pyramid is missing? Because one of the fuckers pawned it, right? And there used to be a light on top of it, but the bulb, you know, they couldn't change the light bulb.
There is no light on the pyramid. We created these fucking pyramids in Egypt. You have to believe Champignon, and you have to believe Costner, and all these fucking smoke
problems in a pub. But I'll tell you one thing. There's a young fella that just, we were talking earlier on. Maybe he might be able to solve it in the future. Because
he knows fakeholders.com now.
There is no future. There's only the Georgia Guidestones. You know, you will all be killed.
His eyes lit up when I said Discord, because he's obviously
a muser.
He knew what I was saying. He's a muser.
Or a game player.
Google fakeologist might glaze over his eyes. And as soon as he said, well, we're talking on Discord, he kind of went, oh! He'll be going home to Norway and turning on his Discord and probably looking for fakeologists.
And he didn't sound Norwegian at all.
That's all he's Norwegian.
Maybe I know he is, but he didn't sound like it. He lived in Ireland quite a long time and he has an American accent.
Never. But he's got. Well,
good on him.
And that woman is going to look upset.
Good, that's two people.
No, that's great. I agree.
Do you know what I said to her? I said, you know, like the internet, you know, it's more than
it's just Iron Chef.
I said, it's more than Facebook. I said, you can actually click into your URL there and just type in September Clues.
Yep.
And just look at it. That's all I can do. And just spread the misery. As John Le Bon would say, well, wake everybody up to onlebon.com. I'm sorry for taking the piss. I'm sorry for taking the piss, John, but like you did feck off last night.
We've got John Adams on the line. What are you going to say, John? John.
Alex.
I read a book and a book here. Hang on. We'll have a 15-minute pause.
15 minutes? What?
We got Chris Kendall on the line. What's going on with those vegan motherfuckers?
It's the shortest fucking radio interview ever, right? Right? Chris Kendall will go, I wasn't there. Have you got any evidence to support that? Click.
Beep, 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 beep. Hey, and I've got Neil Armstrong on the line. Why are you calling up?
It was a big bottle of wine for man. Beep. Oh, excuse me, sorry, I pissed all over the place.
And we got Buzz Aldrin also. What are you going on, Buzz?
Houston, we have a problem.
We swear on the Bible that we went to the moon.
Shit, man, the Earth's flat. The moon is... what's that? Oh, wow.
And we've got Tom Collins. Tom. That's a drink.
What's his name?
My great
Michael Collins. Michael.
My great grandfather has a fucking wanted dead or alive poster, and he swears he's not fucking your man's brother.
And who else have we got on the line here? Oh, Clay. What are we? Who we got? We got
Ab again.
Ab.
Hey guys, you going back in live stream?
Ab can take a check. All right.
Yes, you can. For $119 a month, you can take the piss out of Ab. Please sign up. I mean, you know, $1.19. You can't even get a cup of coffee with that. But I'll tell you what, if you save it up, you can buy Ab a cup of coffee every 3 months.
And we've got a bottle of meat on the line. What do you got to say?
More scotch. Let's get a tattoo. Roll up. We're going to the tattoo shop.
I'm not getting them. Let's get a tattoo. What would you get?
I've been out with Rollo.
On your ass.
Right across my forehead. When I look in the mirror, I go, "The stupid bastards, they put it on the wrong way round."
Why wouldn't you get September Clues? If you're going to get another one, September Clues on your forehead.
We live in a world where there's no victims and no planes. What can I say?
What?
But when? A woman who saw a fucking movie 17 years ago is still... she was agitated. You know?
And we were listening to Wendy this morning. What was that all about, Wendy and Vijay? What's that all about?
No, but don't cry. You're right. Yeah,
it really is. Well, honestly, Gaia, that's my impression of just talking to someone and fending off Roller Rose, like fucking director. He's coming over. Can you move out here? And then, like fucking, are you fucking kidding me, this woman? You know, I said, don't mind me.
I've been a bit rude there.
I know, and I literally said, take off, Roller, go away. And Roller just turns around and walks away. And I'm still looking at Roller. And I'm trying to tell her about fucking September Clues. She's still like, what the fuck's going on here? You know, she's going to be waiting for me.
I know these moments, man. same experience.
Yeah. They left them all out in that weird fucking forest where they...
Hold on, we got another caller on the line. Calm down. Where are you from, Tom?
He lives next door to Morse. He's in Cambridge and Morse is in Oxford. Lewis.
If we ever get over to England, what do you reckon?
I'm not fucking bringing you through Irish fucking airport anymore.
Oh, no, we got Bono on the line. Oh, sorry, Tom. We have to cut you off. We got Bono on the line. What do you got to say about this subject?
So you guys are saying that these issues control Oxford and Cambridge universities.
No, I
said the truth of the world.
The apex, because they pawned the fucking apex, man. We've got to find the apex of the pyramid, and then you'll know who...
There are no pyramids. It's only invented by us. There's yours.
If you can find out phone number, you ring him and tell him you'll send him a bottle of scotch.
Hold on, Dale. We've got Mel Gibson online right now. What are you?
Hey, mate, it's your round, man. Give me another couple of nibbies, tinnies, and I'll tell you exactly who rules the world.
All right, that's not bad of you, Mel. All right, man, back to Del Quan from Ireland. Now, what have you got a problem with the latest YouTube video clip? What's that all about?
That's not funny, right? Just an offhand comment, because, like, this is a big... The whole YouTube thing is like another fucking, you know, go to a university and study all the bullshit, right? But one thing I said to Rollo, and to his credit...
Who is this? Rollo, motherfucker?
You shut up and let me finish. You asked me the question, let me finish. Props here, if you let me finish. Do you know something? Typo is supposed to be coming as well. We're going to have to go and pick him up sometime or
whatever. That'd be lovely.
Yeah.
That'd be lovely.
But what was I going to say there about the that you knocked it out of my head.
No. We're on the latest YouTube
clip. Oh, yeah, the YouTube thing. Right, YouTube. Or you too. On the
YouTube. Hey, it's a fucking Jewish invention. YouTube.
No, it's worse than that, Jim.
But now as we know it.
I just said, at the beginning of their song from their latest album, right? When you look so good, the pain in your face never showed. When you look so good. Mm-hmm. And I was going, that's the same as Even Better Than The Real Thing. If you remember the beginning of Even Better Than Real Thing. He was singing the guitar bit. But I said, and then Rollo snapped into action. It was one of his, you know, kind of, you know, when he wasn't falling asleep or whatever, he got up. He said, right, I'm going to do this. He fucking put on the new YouTube, or YouTube fucking video. But he played Even Better Than Real Thing and the fucking thing. Now, you know the way, you know, edits and cuts and it goes down to a fine thing, kind of a small thing, you know? But it was, wasn't it, man?
I cut it together. And it's just quick cuts because I'm a video editor and I do it very well. I know what I'm doing. But you can put that latest YouTube to Even Better Than The Real Thing. And yeah. it just works the same. And there's Bono, you know, flipping off the New Yorkers. And they're playing the fucking, those, you know, those two bright lights when the towers disappear? They put them in there. And
What the fuck? Yeah. And then they go and get pizza. Come on, guys. For fuck's sake.
It's fake as shit. You two fucking lost their soul way back, didn't they?
I'm even fucking, I'll go even further.
No, I don't know where Del's going with this. The Edge is now the singer, right? You were saying the Edge is actually the singer?
I think the Edge has always been the songwriter. Yeah. Right? Sunday Bloody Sunday. That's an Edge song. Bloody, it's not a Bono song.
No, I mean, come on. It's about the same hoax. It's about IRA bombing. Come on, man.
Look, get lost in the mire of shit, right? But I would love to talk to someone else who, like, grew up watching YouTube going through their different phases, right? Who also has the fucking handle on fakeology. And I'm telling you, there's nobody is doing it. And I know I'm doing it to a small extent, just pointing shit out on an audio chat. I know that.
Have you ever heard of Bob.com, right?
Back
outside
off,
radio.
Back off, Alex. Yeah, but I don't even busy shit, like, you know, like trying to survive. But
amen. I mean, you cannot say that I'm not doing my work on Wikipedia.
I mean, honestly, I know you're quite handling the Wikipedia and the stuff, right? But something like you, and I, even in this day, right, it's really weird, right? The most Dubliners are Irish people, you know, love YouTube movies. It's like,
hold on. We got Sting on the line. Goddamn Bono, what? Can you stand Sting?
I want my own TV.
MTV.
Fuck up. No, I want my own TV.
Hey, what about on the moon?
It was the first.
Oh, yes.
It was the first.
Man on the Moon.
Video. It was the first CGI produced video. Zal probably attested that.
Yeah, Zal would attest. Yeah, okay.
It was probably a nappies when it was made, but have you got evidence for that?
Back off, Jeff. Walking on the moon.
Boom, boom, boom.
We can live forever.
Walking on
the moon.
No, the light bulb.
The light bulb. Too gone off. And all fakeology is already there before.
Well, I'll tell you, Alex, I looked out my front window and I saw the moon. I went out the back garden and looked up.
I look right now and I see a very crescent moon just moves up about to set here. I put pictures there last night. So
half one in the morning.
Well, he's like seven hours.
He's time.
It's 8:26 p.m. here.
Yeah.
Yeah. 20, what, 26 past what?
8.
20 past 6.
No. 26 past 8.
26 past 8. 9, 10, 11, 12, 1. We're 5 hours.
Yes, we are. Yeah.
You see, that's the biggest scam. They got the time scam going on. There's barrels of fucking minutes out there. Yeah, withheld from us all.
Nice. It's a good one.
I will take a photo right now, and then you will...
Danny Vermin. Danny Vermin.
That's probably anti-Semitic.
Always is.
Oh, this fucking anti-Semitic. They're always destroying our greatest Jewish...
I'm in one place at one time.
Yeah, I know where I am right now. I know. Hey, Jenny, right. Jenny, you still there, brother?
It's all right. I'm on your
side. No, you went to sleep. I guess.
Denny's gone to sleep.
It's all right. Denny's gone to bed.
Where's the fakeologist? Take him into the live stream.
I have written to him.
Fakeologist. Why do you keep calling you fakeologist?
It's a Colombian term.
It's a Colombian term.
It's a Dutch Colombian term. Are you a fakeologist? Yes. Are you a Protestant fakeologist? I'm a fakeologist.
We're going up to Belfast tomorrow. If you're listening and you're in Dublin Airport, you've got to get back to us because, like, seriously, if you do and you get the flight over, we go up with you.
Yeah.
And we'll do another one of these.
Well, good, man. This is our first night, so yeah. I know technically tomorrow is...
Oh, yeah, tomorrow.
Today.
Tomorrow.
It's still tonight.
And typo error. Chris from What a brummy kid.
And I'm surprised he's not into the rattling pots and pans. Maybe he really is on the trying to book a flight to Dublin. And
well, that'd be wonderful.
We'll go and collect them off.
Yep.
I'll vouch for him. I've already got one Australian here that I vouch for.
He always talks bullshit on .com. Yeah, or he's annoying, motherfucker.
No, he's misunderstood. And I've always said that. As much as, you know, people annoys me even trying to get a word in edgeways. But he's there. You don't fucking just throw away, like, real fakeologists. You know? Yeah. You don't do that. No matter how fucking weird they might do.
What, like Tom Dobra? Well, we love Tom, don't we?
All right.
How do you flip flops when you're 40 or 50 years old and not hurt yourself?
If I would see Tom Delpra right in front of my eyes, I would fucking... That is a quote from someone here in the live stream.
Yes. Please turn over cassette to part 2, which can be found behind the paywall. Fakeologist.com.
Fakeologist.com.
Look at nothing right. else out of me now. I'm getting drunker.
I'm not talking anymore.
I want to listen. You guys talk. Back off.
Yeah, Rollo, please talk.
Please talk. Okay. Mary had a little lamb and his fleece was white as snow. The big fat.
Mary had a little lamb. Her father shot it dead. Now Mary brings her lamb to school between two bits of bread. How fucking hard is that?
Can we tell Irish jokes while we're in
here? Let's tell
Irish jokes while we're in Ireland. Did you hear about the Irish terrorist that tried to blow up a bus?
Yeah,
burned his lips on the exhaust pipe.
You're telling now. You should be telling Australian jokes, mate. Just to warn.
Oh, should I? All right. What's got six legs and runs around a paddock? Around doing a Yui.
What? What story?
I don't know.
What has six legs and runs about the paddock?
That's fucking Del Qua driving today. We did so many Yui's. We went out to so many one-way streets
today. We were driving around. Oh,
one-way streets.
You see, it's grand, right, if they didn't keep fucking changing all the bullshit. You can't go up here anymore. You got to fucking do this.
and the fucking Satan was saying, it's here. It's real.
It's
and
real.
Go, it's not real. Because it's not there.
It was so much fun. It was so much fun. It wasn't fun at the time. It's one of those things afterwards. Then you have the fun.
We were going around like, what the fuck?
Yeah, with chickens with their heads cut off. We didn't know what the
fuck. Is this some internet rip-off? We booked the hotel and it doesn't exist.
Yeah, and then we worked out, O'Shea's. But they didn't fucking have a big sign, O'Shea's. You've got to make a big fucking sign.
A little sign.
A little sign.
Over the door when we go in. And then another little sign over the fucking bar. And you were there holding the place. And I, you know, you were in the bar when I was telling this story. And I, or I was getting a drink there. And I fucking, just as you were shoving the bar, man, the fucking thing, I looked up and, welcome to O'Shea's. We're here, man. We came in looking for directions.
And they're playing some lovely Irish music. The Irish music. Del Hall, or Joe, we can call him. I'm not doxing him. Brought his plectrum, but he forgot his guitar.
I'll do an impersonation of Cahan. Joe. You know my name now. My name is Joe.
Are you doing his O face? Are you doing your O face, Joe?
No, there's nobody under the counter at all. But anyway, that was just an aside. But it felt like staying at
home. Okay, and we love it a bit.
We do.
What was the joke I said earlier? If Cahan had the the soundproof book.
That was brilliant. There's a little USB connection on the burqa, and you plug that in and go, welcome to fakeology.com, because you used to always call it fakeology. You and Kay get on great, because
she's
a fellow fakeologist.
Fakeologist,
No, fakeologist.
We're having a good time, guys. So if you've had enough of this,
Can I do an ab one more time?
All right. I've got a fake. I'll just ab. His name's Tim. He's up there in Northern Ontario. He's in Northern Ontario.
The North Shore. All right, go into live stream, lads.
Guys, you really try to piss off the.
We'll do it one more time for John LeBron, just for the evidence factor. Could someone record that bit?
Right.
I got a picture, I'll send it. I promise. It's not Photoshopped.
Alright. I think I'm done.
Conversation really quick.
I think, are we still on air? We're not.
Of course we're on air. I can still hear the fucking Colombian torture.
I'm listening. In the meantime, I'm cooking. So?
I've got to scrape the wax out of my ears because I could not hear the fucking Pence and kids being tortured by this Colombian motherfucker.
I think you've been possessed by a djinn since we came here. It's like the ghost of Alex Jones.
The ghost of Alex Jones. But that motherfucker, to be all in all seriousness.
He had the documents.
He's got the documents. Look. When I was going through my breakdown 23, I tell you, he didn't help me. He didn't help me.
No, he will hinder you.
Yeah, he will hinder you, but now we can mock him. No. We can mock that motherfucker.
You get your documents off Alan Watt. No, off Alan Jones. Watt. That's the thing. Then you go to Alan Watt and you get really fucking depressed.
Oh, because he fucks his dog, right?
No. Good night for me and Hamish. Hamish. But Hamish is gone now.
Do a big shout out to your dog.
It's a good old shout out to my doggy, Cheech.
Yeah, and my dog, Rosie, and my lovely wife. Christy. Oh, why do I have to go? Christy.
Do you know something?
I miss him.
We've got the best enablers ever. Significant others. And I'll raise a glass to Christy and Elaine to just You know, they're probably saying, oh, we fucking got rid of them for a couple of weeks. I hope they don't get in trouble. No, we'll be grand.
And look, this is not a plug. Did anyone listens to fakeholders.com? Fly Emirates. Don't fly Qantas. Qantas is shit. Even though they're in partnership, fly Emirates.
Yeah, but
Emirates, Emirates rocks.
Yeah, we're trying to avoid Irish fucking immigration at all costs. If you're
those cunts. Those cunts. They can go fuck themselves. Yeah.
If it wasn't for them,
we wouldn't have an amusing story.
What I'm saying, if you need to be verified by Irish Customs, just call Del Qua on.
Oh, come on, give it out.
I will give out my number to the fucking internet. Are you kidding me?
The internet. What do you think the internet is actually listening?
I think the internet is the biggest phone in the world. And I also think that I fucking had the biggest freak out and a laugh.
Hold on, we got.
So what you are saying, that we, the Jews, we control everything, like the internet and phone and immigration, and you are a fucking anti-Semite. You fuck off, man.
Hold on, guy. We've got Donald Trump on the line, and he's the biggest suck up to the fucking Jews. There is. Come on, Donald Trump. What the fuck? The Trump Towers didn't fucking collapse. What happened on 9/11, Donald?
It was a deal. I was able to get dressed up and parade around with my good friend, Pullet.
Pullet?
Pullet, Larry. Larry Pullet.
Larry Pullet, Silverstein.
And he winked. He gave a big wink. He said, like, pull it. You have to
be able to see it.
It's not just an audio thing.
Silverstein, that's my friend. What are you talking about?
What do you mean?
What about Frank Lloyd and the, what is it, the Westfield underneath there?
No. Let's all. No, Jeff. I was going to talk to you. Baker, please stop. Put down that pretend gun. I'm fed up with all. I'm rolling over. I'm done it. It's all. I got my mummy, my daddy. I love you all. Bang. Oh my God.
What did you try to fool us all by pretending to kill yourself on air?
Well, Dallas Goldberg at the time had about 500 hits more than me, so I had to pull something. They clickbait, mate.
Exactly. Well, we got Jay Dyer on the line. What's Jay Dyer? What do you got?
Buy my book.
All right, okay.
Pissed off with all these fucking, you know, immigration, but buy my book. And I'll tell you, I've got the post-it notes. I bought 500 fucking batches of post-it notes, and I've stuffed them all over my books. And I show you how it all is. And you just buy my book, please. Thank you.
I just looked at the numbers. It's called Esoteric Hollywood. What do you think of Hollywood, Jay?
What do you think of Hollywood?
Hollywood. And aren't you mates with, like, Sean Stone or what?
No. I used to. So buy my book. And then I can go back and mix with all these people.
If you don't buy my book, you are a fucking anti-Semite.
Everybody. Well, fuck you and your anti. Why are you always whinging about anti-Jews? I whinge about the Jews for a change. I used to whinge about them years ago. It got me nowhere. It doesn't matter. Right? We know what the sting is. Right? We're all pointed Jews. Do you know what it is? It's Donald Sutherland going, ah, with his pointing finger. And it's getting lost because there's no video in this audio. Where are you going, man? Oh, yeah. There's probably a machine. It might need change. Are you ready for change? This is really weird, you know. There's all these fucking people cleaning up and all that. And we're still sitting here drinking bloody wine and talking on the bloody internet. How weird is that? On a phone. Rolo's gone out looking for a cigarette machine.
Are you resident here, are you?
Of course we are, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. You know the meaning of the word resident?
You're staying in the hotel.
Exactly. Yeah, no, we're grand. I'll tell you one thing.
if we weren't, we'd be angry about it, surely, you know. I'm just waiting to be sent to my room now. Go to your room. Bring your drink.
This is Jeff Sandude, and I am speaking to you from New Zealand, and I'm telling you that if you want to get the real oil, you need to listen to Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.